summing this up, you can say this, that demons fight against peace in every aspect. And I have suggested in your outline certain of the obvious ways in which they fight against peace. First of all, they prevent inner personal harmony. The more I preach, the more important I see this concept of harmony. It's really part of the meaning of the word for peace. And I found comparatively few people have real inner harmony. They are not at peace with themselves. And if you're not at peace with yourself, you don't have much peace because you've got yourself with you all the time. There is not that real inner adjustment. They can never totally relax. Any person that can totally relax, in my opinion, doesn't have much of a problem with evil spirits. But there aren't many people in America today that know how to relax. Secondly, they take away peace of mind. They invade our thoughts. They bombard us with all sorts of suggestions, doubts, fears, lies, insinuations, accusation, condemnation. Thirdly, they attack our physical well-being. You see, the total word peace includes physical well-being. And Satan is a murderer. If he can, he'll kill us physically. Fourthly, they attack our harmonious relationships with other people, especially those who are closest to us. This is one of their main areas of activity, is inside homes and families and marriages. Jesus said, if two of you shall harmonize together on anything that touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them. If we can get to that place of harmony with one other person, our prayers are irresistible. But my experience is comparatively few people do harmonize with the persons they live closest to. And one of the main reasons for this lack of harmony is the activity of evil spirits inside homes, marriages, families, and so on. It's no accident that my wife has learned to be very careful with me when I'm on my way to preach. In fact, I should say my whole family have. Because it's just at that moment that one wrong word or one word misunderstood can just break that harmony which is necessary for the proper presentation of the Word of God. You see, if I don't have peace, I cannot transmit peace to others. I can preach about peace, theorize about peace, but I cannot transmit what I don't have. And many, many times when you listen to a preacher, you aren't really listening to his words. You're in touch with a spirit. He may have sound doctrine, it may sound very good, but if it doesn't come out of the inner experience, it's not going to achieve anything. At least if it achieves anything, it'll not be the right thing. And then there's also, they fight against our adjustment to our circumstances and situations. A person that has evil spirits finds it hard to produce the maximum of his ability in his job, wherever it may be. They'll distract you. You start to do one thing and end up by doing three other things and forget what you were starting to do. You don't realize that. But that's the activity of evil spirits. God just very recently showed me that I had been tormented for years by a demon of distraction. It's an extraordinary thing. If I start to get a message ready, I have to get up and do about three other things and go around and sit down in my chair again. And it's taken me something like 30 years to nail that one and see that it's not normal, it's not natural, it's not a habit pattern, it's an enemy. All right, let's close this. The great distinctive mark of demons, in my opinion, is restlessness. Show me a restless person and I'll show you a person that needs deliverance. And I see a lot of them every day. Show me a person that's completely at rest, I cannot believe they need much deliverance. All right, there are two main points from which demons operate. We'll deal with it very, very simply. I don't have a lot of complicated theology. They may operate from outside the body or from inside the body. I don't care about a lot of distinctions between oppression and obsession and all these other things. If people want to go in for them, they're welcome. But I've learned the basic question, is it from outside or is it from inside? And if it's inside, there's one solution, get it out. Whatever label you like to give the activity, the answer is get rid of it. And that's what I close by saying. If demons are operating from outside, then we merely have to resist them, keep them out, drive them away. But if they're operating from within, the only permanent solution is to cast them out, to expel them, to get rid of them. And in my personal experience, I've discovered that if the problem is persistent, recurrent, and does not yield to ordinary forms of Christian discipline, you can be sure 99% the problem is inside and the solution is to get it out.
For further information and a resource guide containing all audio and video cassettes and books, please contact Derek Prince Ministries, Box 19501, Department T, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28219. Telephone 704-357-3556.